So I'm going to keep talking and assuming that I'm your voice, my voice is coming through. The truth is that there is only one power, one life, one goodness, and it shows up in everything and everywhere. All of life that we recognize and know, all of the things we see in our everyday movements, those things are ours to express, and they are coming from and coming through us from this great one wonderful power that we call the infinite, we call God, we call it infinite intelligence, universal mind, source, all kinds of names. But whatever the name is, it's still that same wonderful thing. And whether you are consciously aware of it or not, it is still moving through you with ease and grace and goodness. The good ideas that pop in your mind are the good ideas that are coming from that power. The thoughts of, oh, let's go try this, or let's do this, or that creativity that just won't be quiet within you, that needs to be expressed, that's coming from that one mind that is within. It's not some woo-woo magical thing. It's just there all the time. It's part of your daily ordinariness. So we are a community that gathers and talks about that and devotes our lives to understanding and living more fully in the flow of that goodness coming through us and to us. We welcome all people, as the video said. We welcome all people from all paths. Whatever your name, whatever pronouns you use to best understand yourself, however you self-identify. We make no judgments about that. We welcome you. We celebrate you because you are an expression of the divine in your own unique way, as we all each are. So I want to tell you that another way to find out a little more about who we are is our Declaration of Principles. And we're going to listen now while you'll hear from our board and practitioners in the short video.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so all of those faces and voices you just heard are also centers for spiritual living, just as together we make up the Midtown Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown Atlanta. So some of those folks were practitioners. A practitioner is someone who knows this teaching, who works with this idea of oneness, and has learned to apply it to their lives in ways that bring about great change and allow them to live more freely, to follow their dreams and manifest the good that they're after and to bring great goodness into the world. They also learn as practitioners how to do the work with other people to help them find that same freedom and joy and success. So a practitioner is someone who is trained, who is licensed to do this work for themselves and for others, mostly for you as well. So you can contact a practitioner. You'll find them in the on our website, cslmidtown.org, and you will be able to contact there, leave a message, and we'll get back to you, and someone will reach out to you. So right now, we're going to hear from one of our practitioners who has been a lead practitioner. Her work, and I've known this wonderful woman for a very long time. She is a trained minister in this teaching, but she's quite content and happy to be a practitioner and to do the actual work of this teaching. So I'm happy to introduce to you Judy Ailey.
All right, great. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Bob. It's so nice to be with everyone today. Today we're thinking about the light within ourselves and how that light connects with other people in their light, in themselves. I know that I have a divine light within myself. And of course, this divine light is in all other people. And when we bring our awareness to our own divine light, and when we recognize the divine light in other people, true loving communication takes place. We can get off track and see only differences and difficulties with ourselves and others. When we do that, we've forgotten about our own individual divine eternal light. And we live in a world where differences between people have the spotlight. And this is certainly true, I think, in our current political climate, with the sharply different views, the culture wars, all the rest of it. And I know that the last couple of weeks have been really challenging for me. I had some physical challenges, and then I experienced being pickpocketed at one of my favorite stores. And then I lost a dear, dear friend who passed away. And I was feeling anything but my divine light and my connection with others at this heart level. I was just having a big old pity party for myself. But I know the truth behind the appearance of all things is that I am not a victim of anything. I am a divine light that in my heart of hearts is healthy, whole, and complete, that life is eternal, and so that the loss of a friend is very sad indeed, but on the spiritual plane, that life continues on. And as far as the pickpocket incident, when it was an inconvenience for sure, and some money flowed out from me, but I know that at the heart of myself, that I am prosperous and eternally in the divine flow of good of all things. So as I look at each of these situations, I know that in my heart, there is a divine light that is eternally connected to all other beings, if I take the time to recognize it and to communicate from a place of this divine light, from a place of love. If I can get beyond the appearance of separation, for I can only know that I am never separated from my good. And this is true for all of us. So we are never separated from our good. And so I wanted to read a quote from Ernest Holmes from this book that I keep talking about, Living the Science of Mind. It's a couple of paragraphs from a meditation from this week's reading. Here it is. I affirm the presence of good in everything I do, the guidance of love everywhere I go. I affirm that strength, enthusiasm, and vitality forever flow through me from the all-sustaining life of the universe. I affirm my union with God, and I know that there is nothing in the entire universe to be afraid of, nothing to avoid, nothing to run away from. I am at home in the universe, one with God, one with people, and one with that perfect and abiding faith that knows no fear. So with that, I would like to take this time to lead us in an affirmative prayer. Call it also spiritual mind treatment. So if you'll just take a moment to kind of relax and just allow yourself to be fully present right here and right now in this moment. Just allow yourself to breathe and let go of anything else that you've been thinking about or concerned about or ruminating on, and know this with me and accept this for yourself as I do this treatment in the first person. I know that this power, this presence, this light, this love, this goodness is all that there is. This power and this presence permeates all of life. It fills me. It fills every other person. It is in every situation. It is in every particle, every atom, every piece of nature that exists, that all of this is a reflection of this power, this presence, this God and this good. And so as I know this, and as I know my oneness with this power, with this presence, I know that I am never separated from it. I am fully immersed in it, and it is fully filling me with divine ideas, with the knowledge that all is really well in the world, and that as I communicate and as I connect with other beings on this planet, that there is a divine spark in me and a divine spark in every other person that allows me to connect on this heart level. That at the heart level, there is a sameness for all people. But at the same time, we are each expressing as absolute unique individuals. There is no one else like me in the world, and that I have perfect gifts to share to the world. So I go about my business in the world knowing that all is well, knowing that I am divinely guided and led, knowing that the will of God for me is to live a life that is full, prosperous, healthy, and just that fits my needs absolutely perfectly. And I know that this is true for every other person on the planet. So I just allow myself to see this eternal presence, this good in every situation that I encounter, in every person that I interact with, that I know that this is the truth, that this is the reality that I believe in and know that it is so. So I turn away from any idea of victimhood, of any idea of lack, limitation, need for struggle, for strain, for disease. I turn away from all of those and instead know and have faith, and in standing in this faith and knowing that all is well in my life, that I am a person filled with vibrant health, that I have all the knowledge that I need to have to accomplish all the things that I want to accomplish, that I am divinely guided and led to a life that is full, rich, and wonderful, filled with love, peace, harmony, and joy, and great creative expression. So this is my truth. And I just know that my words are powerful, that I speak these words into the law of mind, knowing that they return to me as my experience on this physical plane. So I'm grateful for this. I release this now, knowing that it is so, and so it is.
You change dust into gardens, pieces into peace, tears into fountains, chains into release. Doubt into action, vision renewed, perfect creation unfolding in view. You hold on, love, heaven inside you. No matter your dreams burn down to ashes, you rise again. You are the light of God, the power of breath lifted up. Every breath testifies
love heaven inside you. No matter what you go through, and if your dreams burn down to ashes, rise again. You are the light of God, the power of prayer lifted up. Every breath testifies you are the light. You are the light. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You are the light, the light of God, the power. Dust into gardens, pieces into peace.
You are the light. There's not a better introduction that I can think of for our next speaker. She is someone that from the first time I met her, that was my thought. You're the light. You are somebody who's shining brightly, and you're going to continue to do that as you bring your great gifts to the world. We are quite pleased and honored to again today, and we'll have some more in the future to have Reverend Cynthia with us, Reverend Cynthia Paulson, speaking today on Your Inner Light Shines Communications. So thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. What a lovely introduction. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So yes, as we have said, we are talking this whole month about the light within us, knowing that the light of the divine is at the center of your being, all of you, and it is at the center of my being as well. Today, I'm going to talk about how we see that light in each other, how we recognize it, and ultimately what we do with this realization. Now, how I think we do this is through connecting with each other and communicating with each other. But communication is a big, broad subject. So I want to make it clear that I'm talking about communication with regard to our spiritual life, how we express who we really are, that light within us. There are many kinds of communication out there. You know, visual communication, writing is a type of communication. Listening is a form of communication. There's nonverbal and, of course, verbal communication. And that's the one I'm the most interested in and want to talk about today, because I think that's the one.
Communication. There's nonverbal and, of course, verbal communication. And
okay. We impart our thoughts and our opinions and our ideas to each other when we're connecting spiritually. And we most often do this verbally with language. Now, I think we can all agree that if we're going to speak to each other, we need to speak the same language. It's pretty hard if you don't. So what is our spiritual language? This is a CSL center, Centers for Spiritual Living, which is classified as promoting a religious science-based new thought spiritual philosophy. Okay, so we all speak the language of new thought. Because we all tune in here every week, that's something we have in common. hearing that language, understanding it, and speaking it helps us see the light in each other. Okay, so what do I mean by new thought language? You probably know what I mean without realizing you know. We have a certain way of talking about spirit, of discussing the power of the mind or spiritual law, the importance of our thoughts and our beliefs. You know, not everybody talks like we do. Certainly, not all religions talk like we do. So here are a few examples of our new thought language. We often refer to God as the one mind, the one power, or infinite intelligence. We refer to Jesus as the great example to be followed, as opposed to the great exception to be worshiped. We say treatment or spiritual mind treatment instead of prayer. We conclude our prayers with, and so it is, instead of amen, which amen just means so be it, and so it is. We believe conditions and facts are relative. We call the conditions of our lives appearances, particularly the negative ones. And we understand that our consciousness is what affects our conditions. We may deny a condition and make denials in our treatments, but someone who isn't familiar with new thought might say we are living in denial. We affirm and declare the truth of our spiritual perfection even when we can't see it. Our spiritual language is a little unique. One of the ways we familiarize ourselves with this new thought language, besides tuning in here on Sunday service, is of course by attending classes or a discussion group. And there is an amazing discussion group before the Sunday service on the Zoom link, which you can find on our website if you're ever interested in checking that out. I highly recommend that. There are classes offered sometimes through our center and also through the larger CSL organization at csl.org, which you can check out as well. I will never forget when I experienced this new thought language for the first time in my very first CSL class, which was Foundations of Science of Mind, which I highly recommend. The class was taught by a couple very seasoned spiritual practitioners. And one of them, her name was Beth. She told us a story about her coworker who was going to be going on a vacation and she was going to be flying somewhere. And the coworker was complaining about the fact that every time she traveled, she got sick. She just knew she was going to get sick on her vacation. So Beth, the practitioner, let her finish complaining and she told us that she just smiled at her and said, "Really? I don't believe in sickness." And then she just sat there. Now, obviously, that's not what the coworker wanted to hear. But it's true. Students of New Thought philosophy don't believe in sickness. Sickness happens, but when it does, we know it's a result of false thought and belief. Beth was declaring her belief in health and wholeness and harmony. But as somebody very new to New Thought back then, she sounded a little nuts. I remember thinking, who talks like that? Who says to someone, "I don't believe in sickness"? I was so intrigued by her use of language. And I'm going to be honest with you, part of me secretly wanted to be that secure in my understanding. I wanted to be able to speak that confidently about these principles. But back then, A, I didn't really understand them well enough, and B, I still cared a lot about what other people thought I sounded like, and I didn't want to sound crazy. I don't care that much anymore, obviously, as you can tell. So you learn the language as you take classes and you connect with other like-minded seekers. You begin to find others who understand the truth of our unity and our oneness with each other and our oneness with the infinite intelligence of Source. We find our people, you know, our tribe, our community. We express our light, we see the light in each other, and we support each other in truth. So, how do we support each other? One way that I have experienced great support is with prayer partners. And I was first introduced to this actually through CSL classes, because often when you take a class and it's going to be lasting for several weeks or months, the instructor will pair you up with a prayer practitioner, with a prayer partner in the first class. And once a week for probably 30 minutes or so, it's required that you call each other, and or you can get on a Zoom or FaceTime and you check in with each other spiritually. You discuss anything for which you may need prayer. And you basically take turns practicing with each other, doing spiritual mind treatments and knowing the truth for each other. Now, we can all do this. Ernest Holmes said many times in his books that we are all practitioners because we are using this teaching in our lives. You may not be licensed, but you can still understand the principles and use affirmative prayer for yourself. Now, working with a prayer partner is magical. I have had many prayer partners over the years, some for just the duration of a class, and a couple I've had for many years. In fact, I just spoke with my longtime prayer partner, Gina, a couple days ago, and over the last 4 or 5 years, we have become great friends. We have traveled to see each other in person. She lives in Chicago and I live in Georgia. We have seen each other through some very challenging life experiences. And we've also witnessed incredible demonstrations for each other. New Thought support is unlike a lot of other prayer methods. We know the truth and we speak it. We affirm good things for one another. We call out each other's negative conditions and false beliefs. The hardest thing I ever had to say to a prayer partner once, she was having a particularly bad time with the pain and inflammation of disease. And she was complaining. And I had to say to her, what I'm hearing is a bunch of lies. And because she was familiar with New Thought language and understood what I was saying, she didn't take offense to that or get angry or hurt. On the contrary, she said, oh my God, you're right. So that's how we talk to each other. And she says things like that to me all the time. When you have a prayer partner to reach out to and pray with, it's a consistent opportunity to see the light in the other person and to express the light in yourself. It's a beautiful process. And like I said, it is so fun and magical to see the demonstrations take place. Like, that's what it's all about, that support. Now, another way that we can do this and support each other with communication is through mastermind groups. Now, I first heard that term in the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I'm sure a lot of you probably read that book. A mastermind group is a peer group that comes together in harmony on a regular basis to solve problems, share ideas and thoughts, and motivate each other. It's usually limited to about 8 to 10 people. The ones I've been in have been even smaller than that. The group is collectively focused on the success of the individuals. So think about that. I'm going to say that again. The collective group is all focused on the same thing. And that same thing just happens to be the success of each individual person in the group with whatever goal or desire they may have. These members of a mastermind group maximize the spiritual focus behind your success. The spiritual focus behind your success is spirit. Mastermind is just another word for spirit, God, universe, source, the one power. Napoleon Hill said that no two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force. I like that. I'm going to say it again. No two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force. It sounds a lot like the Bible scripture, when two or more are gathered, I am there, which I often say as, when two or more are gathered, the magic happens. That's the way I say it. It's the mastermind of the infinite intelligence. This power gets amplified and activated when we come together to express and communicate our spiritual light. Now, I've been in a mastermind group for several years with a few fellow spiritual practitioners from this center. Shout out to Judy, you saw her today, and Maya Fuller. We all love them. We get together and meet about once a month. And the first thing we do is we check in with each other with our progress for our goals and the requests that we had made the previous meeting. And just like with prayer partners, the members of my mastermind group support each other spiritually. We know the truth for each other. We express the light within us outward, and we receive the light from each other. We read a script that uses new thought language, recognizing the one power of God, the mastermind, and the infinite intelligence that's always available to us, responding to our needs. And then each of us, with the light of God within us, responds to each other. And we say things like, I stand in agreement with your words. The mastermind has heard your request. Spirit in action is with you as your request unfolds in your experience. It's so powerful. I highly recommend it. If you don't know where to find a mastermind group, Google is your friend. There are lots of sites out there. Just Google mastermind near me or just mastermind groups. And so there are these sites where you can put your zip code in. You can find in-person groups. There are online options. Some CSL centers have scheduled mastermind groups. And honestly, the Tuesday meeting at noon that Dr. Bob hosts on Zoom, it's not specifically called a mastermind group, but it's a similarly styled spiritual boost support group that is also available to you. So keep that in mind. Connection and communication are ways to express our light and see the light within others. It's the way we find each other and the way we support each other, which we know we are designed to do because we are all a part of the one mind of spirit. Ernest Holmes had this to say about it in The Science of Mind. He said the very fact that we are here and can communicate with each other establishes the unity of mind. And it also establishes the fact that that intelligence contacts and communicates with itself. I love that. Intelligence contacts and communicates with itself. Our connections with each other are like spirit supporting itself. That just gives me goosebumps. It's so amazing. So here is a question for you to think about, or a couple questions. Can we use our new thought language, our spiritual way of communicating, with anyone? Does it really make sense to only speak like this with our tribe within our own spiritual community? Shouldn't our ultimate goal be to take our way of speaking outside our circle to other settings, to the others? Can we spread a new thought message of spiritual empowerment and living our best life, experiencing our highest good throughout the world? It sounds a little evangelical, right? Where am I? We don't really do that. Why? Because sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes, oftentimes, people aren't ready to hear the truth. What we know and believe is the capital T truth. So our focus does not have to be evangelical necessarily. Working on and keeping our own consciousness in alignment with spirit is the key to shining our light around those who may be unfamiliar with new thought and new thought language. So I want to wrap up today by sharing a passage that explains this so beautifully. It's from the book, Daily Studies in Divine Science. And this particular reading was written by Dr. Grace Faust, who was the minister of the Washington, D.C. Divine Science Church for 36 years. So she knew her stuff. She begins with a very relevant scripture quote from Matthew 5:14. Jesus also said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." Now she says, this tells us to radiate the joy, peace, and harmony that belong to us as children of God, to let the Christ truth in us shine forth. We are not to hide our light. Does this mean that we should try to talk truth to whomever we meet? No. We know that many people are not yet ready to hear it. They do not want to be told, no matter how much we want them to know it. But everybody needs the light. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. The city is our consciousness, and the hill is our high consciousness. Our consciousness, whatever its state, cannot be hidden. And this is my favorite line. She says, those with a high consciousness are a light to others automatically. They cannot help it. Their light shines. So that's the key. When you have the opportunity to connect with and support other like-minded members of your tribe, your community, do it. Shine your light. But also remember that in cultivating your own consciousness, doing your own inner work, it makes the light in you naturally shine for everyone to see. So keep shining, because you're brilliant, and so am I, and so is. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Reverend Cynthia, for that wonderful talk. Thinking about that mastermind and how we work together, supporting and loving each other, uplifting, is a tremendous thing. And in that, we have an opportunity to share with our prosperity that comes from that abundance that we create in our lives. So if you would with me now say our affirmation of prosperity, which you can do with the, and you can donate on our website at cslmidtown.org/donate. I'll read this. So, yeah. So I'll put this up, but yeah, there's the, prosperity is what we are, who we are, and we live in that. And I'm going to read this. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. So we got to, let's read this together, our affirmation of life, and then I'll do some more announcements. So I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Now, back on camera, we can do that. And then next week, we have Reverend Cynthia back. So that's going to be an awesome talk next week. The light within us. And so we get that, and just come join us. Oh, you can join us on Zoom afterwards for a discussion group with Reverend Cynthia talking about her talk today. If you want to join that, the link is on the website, cslmidtown.org. And that's it. Have a great week, everybody. And we'll see you next week.